Almost a year and a half has passed since a pro-Trump mob attacked the U.S. Capitol. And last night, the House January 6th Committee presented its first in-depth account of what happened to the American public. Here's Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming.
Over multiple months, Donald Trump oversaw and coordinated a sophisticated seven-part plan to overturn the presidential election and prevent the transfer of presidential power.
Cheney said former President Trump lit the flame of the violent attack. Ron Elving is senior Washington editor and correspondent at NPR, joins us now. Ron, good to have you.
Good to be with you, Anthony.
You're a longtime observer of Washington. I'm wondering what stood out to you last night.
This hearing was in the better traditions of congressional hearings. It was a deliberate and rational effort to persuade. And who is persuadable at this point? Well, polls tell us that there are people who are unsure what was going on January 6th, not certain what the role of former President Trump might have been. So there are open-minded people who can be reached. There are also law enforcement officials who are going to be called upon to hold certain people accountable. And then finally, there's a category of recalcitrant Republicans that Liz Cheney was particularly trying to reach. She is a Republican, legendary Republican father, Dick Cheney. And she said, you know, someday Trump is going to be gone. And your dishonor will remain.
Right. That was quite a moment last night. What more did the committee lay out about how this attack was planned and how deeply the former president was involved with that planning?
We heard really the beginning of what the committee is going to lay out in the days ahead. They touched on briefly the inside element of what was going on within groups like the Oath Keepers and these are people who had come to Washington very deliberately to make a forceful attempt to stop the election from being certified. And there was a fair amount of this planning that went ahead involving some members of Congress, apparently, and certainly also involving people who were talking to President Trump. So we're going to go inside of those organizations. We're going to go inside of Congress to some degree and ultimately inside the White House itself.
Mm. So many Trump supporters, including many Republicans, consider the committee's work a political attack on the former president. But I want to play some tape from Mississippi Democrat and the January 6th committee chair, Benny Thompson, who rejected that last night. Here's a bit of what he said.
My colleagues and I all wanted an outside independent commission to investigate January 6th, similar to what we had after 9/11. But after first agreeing to the idea, Donald Trump's allies in Congress put a stop to it.
Ron, remind us of why this select committee is structured the way it is.
It is structured this way because the effort to have an independent commission, as Chairman Thompson was saying a moment ago, got torpedoed more or less at the last moment. It seemed to be a bipartisan idea, as much as it had been after 9/11. But just as we saw a number of Republican leaders condemn former President Trump on the night of January 6th, certainly Mitch McConnell did, certainly over on the Republican side of the House, Kevin McCarthy did, and many of Trump's other former allies, or what we thought were his allies, also said things like, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm done with this guy, I can't deal with this anymore. But over the days and couple of weeks, slowly, they began to look at polls and see that most of their supporters still stood with former President Trump. And Trump made it very clear he was sticking to his guns. And slowly they gravitated back to him and said, well, maybe we don't really need a commission. Maybe we can get all the facts by just having some ordinary investigations. And this wouldn't really be necessary. So that was the end of the independent commission. They passed it in the House, but they couldn't do it in the Senate. And then we got this in the House-only committee, which was initially going to be more evenly divided between the parties. But the people that the Republicans wanted to put on it were some of the very people who need to be investigated by it, as we were talking about. So instead of taking those individuals, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, we'll take the Republicans who want to actually dig into this and not the ones who were actually part of it.
Mm. Ron, I want to ask you about one other moment from last night. I want to play some tape from Representative Liz Cheney, one of those Republicans, one of the two Republicans on the committee, what she said about Trump lawyer John Eastman, the attorney who helped develop the strategy to try to overturn the election.
In the course of the Select Committee's work to obtain information from Mr. Eastman, we have had occasion to present evidence to a federal judge. The The judge evaluated the facts, and he reached the conclusion that President Trump's efforts to pressure Vice President Pence to act illegally by refusing to count electoral votes likely violated two federal criminal statutes.
Ron, I wanted to ask you what you make of that statement and if you could sort of provide some larger context there.
Now, that's a federal judge out in California where John Eastman has been a law professor. Eastman is not what you'd call a household name and was not really known to very many people before January 6th of 2021. But he did come up with this theory, which is very hard to find any adherence to, including among conservative legal scholars, that the vice president is free to just say, I accept these electors from this state or I don't. And that does not seem to be the case to, among other people, the advisors to Vice President Pence, including his legal advisors and some of the most conservative legal scholars in the country whom we're going to hear from in these hearings. Nonetheless, Eastman's theory was appealing to former President Trump, and he ran with it. Mm-hmm. And that was the basis by which he organized and participated, according to the testimony we've heard so far, in what happened on January 6th.
All right. Well, last night, the first of seven hearings planned this month. The next is Monday. Ron Elving, much more to come about this. He's senior Washington editor and correspondent at NPR. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.